Dad, are you home? I can't help to think about it. Why everyone asks me if I'm okay. Guess they wonder how I live so happily without you in my day. Yeah. Not seeing you doesn't change much in me. I'm sorry to say, these kind of thoughts are reactive. I will responsibly take blame. Subjective matters versus objective clatter often ends in a flame. The suit here rain paints us boringly black and grudgingly gray. I draw animated characters depicting an appearance of structure. In as much as my spirit is punctured, I can still sketch here. Despite not having any picture, I can conjecture a blurry face. Do I mirror your resemblance, or am I an alien from outer space? Trillions of constellations in the universe, yet I'm worried about one star. What happened to you? Why do you live in a hurry? Off so fast, before I was even born. Did you know you had a son? Whom since 13, wondered if you had siblings. At least a brother, someone I could call auntie, who'd come looking for me. Dad, are you home? Tragically, I have only existed like a whisper. My story's winded in the coastal embers. My voice might provoke temporary action. Nothing lasts forever. Pleasure is an illusion. I hereby thank you for bringing me into this wonderful world. Yeah, I prefer to see it like this, 'cause I have no more ill words. As crazy as it sounds, I've found our differences to be worth being mentioned, like how you are south while I'm from the north. Dad, are you home? I can't help to think about it. Why everyone asks me if I'm okay. Guess they wonder how I live so happily without you in my day. Daddy, are you home? See now, I done wrote you a poem. Traveled from that incubator straight into your arms. Sadly, you are invisible now. I can see you. I'm left to ponder who will then sit by your favorite chair. Now that I'm older, I'm tempted to wear your shoes, momentously become you. Instead, I'm in the stew, recording my emotions for discovery, uncertain where my passion will someday lead me. Daddy, if you were here, easier would be fair. I wouldn't have to change the color of my hair. I'd be more focused on living up to your name, now that expectations of a legacy runs in my veins. By genetic default, I'm acquainted to being lit. If I were Caucasian, my eyes would be azure too, right? That kind of light automatically rates me dark bright. Take a minute, pause, listen to me, Dad.